Good morning. 6:29 on June 8th, a Saturday. Yeah, I'm a bit disoriented, to be quite honest. I got up this morning and thought it was Sunday. And I continued to think it was Sunday for quite some time until I happened to open up the web browser. 18 minutes on the mile, not good. Better than 19, and it's 18 flat, so that's good. Anyway, I opened the web browser and saw the last blog post was for Friday, and I thought, oh dear, I know I recorded one yesterday. So I went and looked, and no, it wasn't on my phone. Nothing for Saturday on my phone. Nothing for Saturday in my Dropbox. And at this point, I'm getting a little bit concerned because I could have sworn I did one yesterday. And of course, I did do one yesterday, and I posted it because yesterday was Friday. So to say that I'm a little bit disoriented is a bit of an understatement. Because I could have sworn this was Sunday. Of course, part of that is having kids home from school. Now, my wife did go to work yesterday. I do remember that. And I did go to the grocery store. I did get ribs yesterday. I'm going to barbecue some ribs today. But once I caught up, of course, it was like, oh, yeah, duh. Of course it's Saturday. It was one of those very strange moments where, you know, it's like my view of the world does not match the reality in a fundamental way. Now, granted, I think it's the wrong day of the week. It's not exactly the end of the world. But it was an interesting phenomenon. It was an interesting feeling. It's a lovely morning. I'm glad I pushed myself to come out. I was a little bit late getting up and sorting out what day it was took some time. It's a very lovely day. I'm not moving very quickly today. The 18-minute first mile should clue you in on that. Part of it is I feel like I'm walking through oil or something. Molasses. I don't feel like I'm moving very quickly at all. And the Pandora music this morning was no help whatsoever. Usually get at least one good heart-pounding music selection in the first 18-20 minutes. Not this morning. This morning it was ballad day, apparently. I tossed as many of them as I could, but you can only skip so many. Downvoted a couple. I don't know how Taylor Swift got in my Lady Gaga channel. They're both women, but that's about where it ends. So yesterday I did get some writing done. I didn't get anywhere near what I needed to get done, but I did get 2,000 words out in between laundry and groceries and grass mowing and cooking and cleaning. I've got a lot of cleaning to do in the kitchen today before I can get my ribs going. I can't do that until people start moving about. Because it's a lot of pots and pans that will rattle. And I'm not that kind of guy. Particularly since my wife is She really does need 12 to 14 hours, 16 hours of sleep a day would be best for her. Which doesn't leave a lot of time for her to be awake. But if she doesn't get at least 10, if not 12 hours, and she has these problems with just getting through the day. She drags. So I try not to disturb her in the morning. It's interesting, I smelled wood smoke earlier. It's like somebody had one of those backyard fireplaces or something. Let it burn down overnight. I get this very distinct whiff of wood smoke. Could be barbecue, I suppose. Somebody's starting up a barbecue early. Gonna slow cook something. So what I should do is start my barbecue up so that the metal is hot, and then just keep feeding it pieces through the day. Slow cook that rack of ribs. I like. I'm partial to the St. Louis cut rib. I'm not a big fan of baby back ribs. I don't know if it's because I learned how to do it from watching Alton Brown, and he's a fan of St. Louis cut, or if it's just that having had some baby backs, they just don't seem worth the effort to me. I'm hoping I'm going to get some decent ribs out of this group. Problem with doing ribs is that it takes practice, and I haven't done them for a while, so I'm probably out of practice. I do make my own barbecue sauce. It's a vinegar-based sauce. It's a very weak sauce. It's a very liquid sauce. A little brown sugar, a little vinegar, a lot of apple juice, some brown sugar, onions, a bit of garlic. And it's more mop than a sauce. It doesn't actually stick. It sort of mops on to keep the surface moist. I'm not awake. I went to bed relatively early last night. And did not have my usual 11 p.m. wake up, which was gratifying. Several nights in the last week or so, I've awakened, sure that it's time to get up. Positive that I've had a full night's sleep, only to look over and realize I've been asleep about an hour or two. It's like 11:30, and not only is the night off, is the night not over, it hasn't really begun yet. So it's a bit of a talk about disconcerting. Talk about. Not exactly knowing where you're going. Now, I don't know why I really thought today was Sunday. I was convinced of it. Got up today and do some work. Get some words down. Gonna barbecue some ribs. It had that Sunday feel. It had that sunny, sleepy Sunday morning feel to it. But it's not, it's Saturday. Maybe because I did the lawns already. I don't have to mow lawns this weekend. Typically mow lawn on Saturday. Not this week, they're both done. Whoa, that's a breeze that came up out of nowhere. That's interesting. Monk pole. There are several sort of dark gray clouds around. Nothing has blossomed into a thunderhead yet. Definitely some instability in the atmosphere, as they say. I wonder where this came from. Outflow from something or inflow from something, I can't really tell. Astonishing to come off from calm to heavy breeze. Not quite high wind, but it's getting there. It's coming down out of the north. So yeah, the Greedock story is, I went over 7,500 words last night. It's not anywhere near the 40,000 I need, but it's getting there slowly. It's building a little bit of momentum. I did a lot of words yesterday compared to the day before. If I can get this silly momentum going, I can finish the story in probably just a couple of days, but getting the momentum is proving to be elusive. It is rather a lovely day. I think I've mentioned this before, even with the breeze. Still don't see any sort of weather phenomenon that would account for it. It must be just some sort of front moving through. I realize I'm walking and not talking. The day has entranced me. The row of puffy white clouds against a deep blue, rich blue sky. I'm breaking out of the long eastern reach here, so I can actually see around a little bit. There's a Thunderhead building off to the southeast. This wind is coming almost directly out of the north. And up in that direction, there's no wind. There's no clouds in the sky, but very few. So definitely a front moving through. I haven't seen one come through so dramatically in recent days. Oh, grass is all green, green, green. Everything is green, green, green. I don't know how long it'll last, but it's beautiful now. Wind is whistling through my ears. It's probably going to have awakened the family. To say nothing of the gazebo. Yes, that was an obscure gaming reference. There's a famous old school gaming story, perhaps apocryphal, about a warrior named Eric in a gaming party who encounters a gazebo, and the gazebo does not respond to his overtures, including fighting it with sword and shooting an arrow at it and challenging its parentage. And after several trials, with the game master becoming more and more incredulous and frustrated with Eric's continued badgering of the gazebo, when Eric tries to leave, the Dungeon Master has his revenge. If you're really interested, I'll let you go look it up, because it's funny to read. My synopsis does not do it any kind of justice. Ouch. Almost 19 minutes on the second mile. Well, I knew it was slow. At least I walked. And today I am going to the back gate, literally to the back gate. A lot of mornings at the garage is open, I'll just go in through that way because it's quicker. But this morning, because of people sleeping, I didn't want to open the garage door. So today I am literally at the back gate. Tomorrow is literally another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.